just discovered when I came to this Audioboo app that I had one stuck in the tubes. An episode that I probably tried to publish about a bit over a week ago. I've just uploaded, so if you've just listened to that, here's another one to put straight on top of it. Been working on this movie now for 2 weeks, and last week was huge, just a huge week. 67 hours I worked, and you know, it's a really intense 67 hours. I don't know if you know anything about what it's like to work in a workshop. I'm making props. All those things, all the stuff that they use to dress the sets, to create the things that the actors interact with, make, you know, manacles, handcuffs, and specialised seats and chairs, along with, you know, some of the monsters or bits and pieces that jump out of dark corners and scare people. It's all the stuff that we make in props. And the workshops are environments whereby there are, you know, just a whole series of benches. People put their tools on them and work on those benches, you know, cutting, sanding, filing. There's normally a machine shop with lathe in the middle and welders and a bit of that sort of gear, along with a room that does all the plastics, silicon molding, reproduction of components in different materials from fiberglass to urethanes. And it's basically a production house of everything from the drawing arrives in the workshop, and then we go about making the things, making the items. Sometimes they're patterns that are molded, and then reproductions are created, and eventually it's all painted, primed, undercoated, and eventually painted, and then distressed to make it look like whatever period it's supposed to represent. So that's the process that happens in props, and it's a pretty damn intense process, because for the standard 10 hours that we work each day, basically at 7:30 you're at work, and then you have a 15 minute break for morning tea, for smoko, and a half hour for lunch, and bang, 10 hours have gone by and it's 6 o'clock. And it's good work, great camaraderie, good team of people to work with, highly, highly skilled. All of us are in our specialties. We're all highly skilled, because the reality is, with film work, if you're not good at what you do, you don't get invited back next time. You're not necessarily told that you're rubbish. You're not necessarily sacked. But every job has a use-by date. And when the movie is over, you may not get invited back onto another one, which means that you didn't cut the standard that's required. So there's this natural attrition that happens, and only the more talented people survive, because, you know, those who aren't good enough just fall by the wayside. And it's rare that you ever get any comments about your work, because everybody's just head down, bum up, getting the job done. And, you know, I've been working now with my hands for 35 years, so I've been doing it a long time. And yeah, you take your skills for granted. Everybody does. Takes other people's skills for granted too. And it's rare that anybody makes a comment. But yesterday, my supervisor looked at what I did. And he looked at it, and he looked at the way I'd done it. I'd done it a different way to the way they were intending on doing it. And he looked at it and he said, "That's really good of you." And I said, "Well, it's what we do, Pete. It's what we do." And he said, "No, it's not what we do. It's what you do." And I went, "Thanks." And it was one of those very rare situations when somebody actually acknowledged. After 35 years, the expectation is that you can do it. And I have that expectation of myself also. But it was nice to have somebody, a contemporary, somebody who knows what's required, appreciate what I've done, and express that it was maybe above standard. I don't take it for granted. It's just the way it is. It's just who I am and what I can do after 35 years of doing this work. But it's very intense. It's very full on. And today is my day off, so I'm going to chill and relax and unwind a bit.